Hello, this is Francisco.
Mr. Quintero, Master Francisco, this is Patrick.
Hello.
This is Patrick Timpone. Hello.
Okay. Hello, how are you?
Well, we're just great. We're just great.
Very good.
Nice to talk to you, sir.
You too.
Yeah. Do we have you on a speaker?
Yes.
Would you mind picking up the phone?
You know, this is the only thing that I have.
Oh, no, it's going to work fine. It's going to work fine. You just stay nice and close to it, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't get much better than unconditional love, does it, Master Friend?
Yes.
Quintero. Yeah. Tell us about yourself. You've co-authored a book with the Master Shah, who we've had on the show a couple of years ago, right? And it's called Greatest Love, Unblocking Your Life in 30 Minutes a Day.
Yes. I myself, to give you a little background, met Dr. and Master Jigong Sha over 17 years ago.
Wow.
And I was, at that point in my life, I was a middle school mathematics teacher. I was teaching mathematics in California.
Mm-hmm.
But my first year of teaching, I actually got sick and I had high blood pressure. So I saw my mom suffering from high blood pressure with the medication that they were giving her.
Mm-hmm.
So I began a journey of I was 26 years old and I was like, I need to find a different way to heal myself.
Mm-hmm.
So what I did is I started to read a lot of books on alternative ways of healing,
mm-hmm.
spirituality also. And I came across one of Master Sha's teachers. Her name was Patricia Smith, and she was teaching me these techniques of Master Sha, which I began to apply. And within about 6 months, I was able to normalize my blood pressure using Master Sha's technique.
Really? In 6 months?
Yeah. So,
in 6 months?
So, yes, in 6 months. And my blood pressure reading was 190 over 80.
Whoa. Boy, you were right up there, weren't you?
I was really high. I could literally feel my veins popping out of my hands. But these techniques worked for me.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. You know, and because it worked for me, I began to study and to be trained by Master Sha to be one of his certified master teachers. And now I have the honor to be a co-author with him 17 years later.
Oh, good. What a great story. So where do you live? Is it Quintero? Quintero?
Yes, I'm originally from California.
Uh-huh.
So it's a Spanish name, but I'm here in Toronto right now, where Master Sha has one of his leading centers.
I see. Ah. So tell us about some of the original techniques 17 years ago that you learned from Master Sha to get that blood pressure from 190 to 130. I mean, that's just wonderful.
Yes. So one of his very first techniques was based on moving energy from a place that has pain or inflammation or that has a blockage of some sorts. So for high blood pressure, we have too much energy in the head area or above our diaphragm.
Mm-hmm.
Too much energy. And we want to move it to our lower abdomen where we need energy, because your lower abdomen, you know, there is some foundational energy centers there. You also have, there's a lot of blood that flows through your lower abdomen. So we want a lot of energy there because that's where our stamina, vitality comes from.
Mm-hmm.
So what I learned from Master Sha was a technique, very simple technique, called one hand near, one hand far.
Huh.
And that's in that original book, comes from the Soul, Mind, Body, Medicine book. And what you do is you place one hand above your head about 5 to 7 inches.
Above
that's
you.
Too much.
So yes. This would be if you have too much energy in your head, right?
Correct.
Okay.
So if you have a headache,
uh-huh.
high blood pressure, dizziness, you would apply this technique.
Mm-hmm.
So you put the one hand above your head and mm-hmm. you place the other hand about 12 inches from your lower abdomen. And just naturally by, you know, the laws of physics, the energy just begins to naturally flow down from a high density area to a low density area. And we chant. We actually chant a sound that vibrates. And I will actually do it.
Sure.
The very first practice I learned, is that we were chanting the sound Yi Zhou, which means number one, Yi, in Mandarin Chinese, and it vibrates the head area. And the lower abdomen is Zhou, which vibrates the lower abdomen. So when we chant Yi Zhou, Yi Zhou,
yeah.
It moves the energy to the lower abdomen. So I would like to practice with you. How about that?
Let's do it. So I'm going to, because I suspect that all of us who maybe overthink things, right, in planet Earth, this would actually help that too, to get rid of some of that energy?
Yes, actually, Master Shah has recently said that about 85% of sickness is we have too much energy above our diaphragm, so in the head area.
Yeah, yeah.
So if we just learn how to move that energy to our lower abdomen,
mm-hmm.
we will actually be more balanced. In every aspect of our life.
85%. Boy, that sounds right to me, Master Quintero, whatever that is worth. Okay, well, let's do it together.
So let's do it. Place one hand above your head about 5 to 7 inches, and your fingers point towards your head area.
Oh, you're pointing. So it's actually pointing down towards the head.
Yeah, you're pointing down.
Okay.
And then the other hand is about 12 inches away with your palm facing your lower abdomen.
Like right just below your belly button there or right?
Correct. Exactly.
Right there. They call that the Dantian, right? The Dantian?
Yes, exactly. Okay. So we're bringing the energy from the head into our Dantian.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll do a simple invocation.
Okay.
You can close your eyes.
All right.
And those listening can also close your eyes. And we say, for example, dear the source, dear the Tao, dear divine,
mm-hmm.
dear universal energy, we love you, we honor you and appreciate you. And dear the sound power, Ijo,
Ijo.
Please heal our high blood pressure, heal our headaches, and bring our energy down into our Dantian. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So we're going to chant Ijo, and I'm going to chant out loud, and you could follow.
Okay.
Ijo, Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo,
Ijo.
And we could change the mantra a little bit. We could say, light goes down, 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 light goes down. How means perfect, get well.
Wow.
So that's a little taste.
Isn't that fun? Could you do that with any kind of pain anywhere in the body the same way?
Exactly. Yes, exactly. You can do this for, it's very, very good for pain, inflammation, or for any part of the body that has sickness. So in this case, let's say you have some blockages in the liver.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a liver condition,
mm-hmm.
instead of pointing your hand above your head, you would put one hand near your liver, about 5 to 7 inches.
Always with the finger pointing towards it? Or?
Yeah, you would point that towards the liver. The other hand always stays in your lower abdomen because everybody needs more energy. It's like it's our energy reserve in our Dantian. But we do change the sound slightly. Instead of chanting Ijo, which vibrates the head area mm-hmm. and the lower abdomen, we now have to vibrate the liver. And the liver has a different sound. It's chi.
Chi.
So we would, chi-jo. Now it's chi-jo.
Oh, chi-jo, because the jo is the dantian, the chi
correct.
Is actually
correct.
Is actually the liver.
Yes.
So do you all have the different mantra for each organ in the book?
Yeah, in the Soul Mind Body Medicine book, you will find about 11 to 12 different sounds for different parts of the body. So those come from the Soul Mind Body Medicine. You could also find it in Power Healing. Those are Master Shah's original books.
Mm-hmm. Wow, what fun. 888-663-6386, email patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Well, I have one for you. I'm just getting over some like muscle thing in the upper piriformis, you know, that muscle there, that poo. And so I got some pain there.
Where is that pain?
Piriformis, it's kind of like in the upper glutes up in there. It's a muscle that gets constricted sometimes when I don't, if I sit funny or something. So it's kind of like in the upper and the left. How would I do that one?
Patrick, how about we use the greatest love?
All right.
Offering a blessing.
Let's
that.
Do that. All right.
Patrick, have you received the book, The Greatest Love?
I don't think so.
Okay. We're going to make sure you get a copy of that, okay?
That'd be great. That'd be fun. Thank you.
Okay. So in this new book, it's a very small book, but it has a very powerful practice where you use, again, you use sound, but in this book, Master Shah made it even more simple. So, you know, sometimes the number sounds might be a little bit complicated or you don't remember where nine is or this sound is or the heart and the liver.
Yeah.
So he made it more simple. He, in this book, you only chant greatest love.
Wow.
And you could also chant it in Mandarin Chinese, which means Da, which means greatest, I, which means love. Da, I, greatest love.
Da, I, that's nice. I like it.
Yeah. So you chant, instead of chanting numbers, now I'm chanting a sound or a mantra or a message, greatest love. And, you know, everybody needs love.
Yeah.
So and love really, if you really... you know, unconditional love, when you receive it, when you feel it, it really melts the blockages away.
It does, doesn't it? Yeah.
So in this book, we have simplified these practices into something more simple and practical for everybody to be able to do. And he also included a calligraphy. And Master Shah has recently, he's been drawing beautiful calligraphies that carry incredible healing power. And when you trace these calligraphies with your fingers, you receive the benefits. So I'm going to trace for you, Patrick.
Okay, good.
Now, what I'll have you do, since you don't have the book, you could just close your eyes and receive.
All right, I'll just take the mojo. I'll take the love.
Yeah, and okay. All your listeners can also close their eyes and make a request for a blessing, a healing blessing for a physical part of the body. So I'm going to do the practice that's found in the Greatest Love book. I'm going to trace the calligraphy and chant also Greatest Love in English and in Mandarin Chinese. Okay, so close your eyes.
Okay. Do I visualize anything in particular or just...
What you can visualize is golden light in the area of that you have requested.
Okay, a little golden light so everybody listening... wherever they have a little bit of blockage or energy or pain or anything, eyes want to get, they can visualize the golden light there, right?
Perfect.
Perfect. Cool.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
So close your eyes.
All right.
So I connect with the soul world. Dear the source, dear the Tao, and dear all the universal light energy from heaven, we love you, we honor you, appreciate you, and dear the Tao source calligraphy, Da-I, the greatest love, please offer a blessing to Patrick for his request and to all the listeners. I cannot thank you enough. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So I'm going to now trace and chant for a few minutes.
Okay.
Just close your eyes and receive.
Okay.
Die, die. Die, die. Da, I, da. die, die. Die, die. Die, die. Die, die. Die, die. Greatest love, 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 greatest love. Die, 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 greatest love. Greatest love, greatest love, greatest love.
How, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh. Love you, love you, love you. How means perfect, get well. So how do you feel, Patrick?
I feel better than ever. That was really lovely. Thank you. Thanks. That's great. You know what I really love about this work and Master Shaw and the people around the world that are doing this kind of work is that there is no separation between spiritual paths, right, and religion. It just doesn't matter, right? It's all the same thing. And it's really beautiful, isn't it? Because love is love, God is God, spirit is spirit. You can call it whatever you want, you know, the Tao.
Yeah, so this this is a universal. Everybody,
that's right.
Message that the world needs right now to bring not only healing to ourselves, but family, friends, communities, even the planet.
Yeah. It's so nice to hear you sing like that, because I've been doing a lot of that lately where sometimes you just really, well, oftentimes, most of the time, all the time, I get to the point where you really understand that there's really nothing else to think about, right? I mean, tomorrow's not here, yesterday's gone. And so what else is there to do except sing to God or, you know, do something? And just singing anything actually is good for you, isn't it? Just singing anything.
Yeah, you know, Patrick, I could not sing before I met Master Shaw.
You couldn't even sing.
I couldn't even hold a tune. But, you know, with Master Shaw's techniques, your whole life actually can change, not just your physical body. Your spirit, your soul, your relationships, you know, my singing transformed dramatically over the past few years.
I bet so, yeah. Do you have, can I do a little commercial break here?
Yes, no problem.
And we'll continue. Stay right there if you'd like to join the show. This is great stuff. Master Francisco Quintero, Patrick Timpone, and this is OneRadioNetwork.com. Doesn't get any much better than The Greatest Love, does it? Previously with Dr. Ross Stewart, who just kind of came up with this, telling about how he works with people and their neurotransmitters.
How do we produce sufficient amounts of glutathione in the liver, which of course is a big filter for all the blood, pulling half-spent hormones, waste, dead cells, and other toxins out of the blood? The higher the level of glutathione, the longer a person is going to live and the better their blood is. And I'm glad you're doing a sulfur product. once you start getting any of these kinds of symptoms, all the way from autism, all the way through Parkinson's, you can't get enough sulfur from eating broccoli and kale and cauliflower and garlic and onions. You can't get enough. You need to supplement it.
Well, the information just keeps on coming with sulfur. The sulfur that we promote is 99.97% pure, no additives, no excipients. Just click an order on the front page of OneRadioNetwork.com. Previously with Dr. Thomas Rau, the Pericles Medical Clinic in Switzerland. Their specialty is detoxification. We asked him about far infrared saunas.
The far infrared sauna goes much deeper into the skin subcutaneously. It has its maximum about 4 to 5 centimeters below the skin surface.
You've actually measured materials in the sweat and you've proven this.
Yes, the patients after a week doing this every day, half an hour or 45 minutes, they react quite much with sweat. Then you can collect this sweat, then you measure this, and then you find how much they detoxify with the heavy metals. It's really amazing.
It is really, really amazing. We love this sauna. If you'd like to get one, we have a deal at $9.95 delivered, Continental U.S. Just email me for that price. Otherwise, you'll just pay the $11.95 if you just order. Don't do that. Just email me and I'll work it out with you. Patrick@OneRadioNetwork.com. We also have a little heat lamp, which is a table lamp that we'll give you at a discounted rate too. We can give you the both of them for a one price or one or the other or whatever you want, either one. But these would be great. We can get it to you before the holidays. So during when it's cold and whatever, and man, you'll have a good time regardless of where you live. There's no plumbing. You don't have to bang out any walls. You just sit in a very comfortable chair that comes with it. Put a towel over the chair, and you just sit there. And I do a meditation in there where I sing HU, ancient name for God. That's one of the ones I do. I'll just sit there, and the nice warm, that feel like a healing light of the far infrared, and sing HU or talk to God, and it's pretty amazing. So you're detoxing. It's a beautiful system, and just email me if you'd like to get one, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Previously with Stephen Huer, and why the uniqueness of One World Way delivers exceptional benefits.
A non-denatured, truly pure, truly raw whey protein will only help to raise glutathione. And when you raise glutathione, you have to remember, every cell of the body, your pancreas, your liver, brain, all are dependent upon 10% of the protein content and every cell being glutathione, and makes that cell detoxify itself of heavy metals, chemicals, and whatever drugs. And then that makes the cell healthy. And one of the reasons that you have chronic disease is because the cells of the different organs and bodies are producing too little glutathione. They're succumbing to the free radicals. They're succumbing to the toxins, damaging the function of that organ. And that's one of the reasons why One World Way is so profoundly therapeutically powerful, because every cell and every organ depends upon high levels of glutathione, and this is the number one food to fuel it over long periods of time, is glutathione production.
One World Way offers four very, very good tasting flavors: chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, and unsweetened, unflavored. Click and order One World Way right now on OneRadioNetwork.com. If you do us the honor and favor to bookmark Amazon, so if you go on our website and you go on the right-hand side and kind of scroll down, you'll see Amazon.com right above the sauna, and you click on that, and then if you bookmark that page for us, every time you go to Amazon, just go to that bookmark, you'll still have your own login, and everything will be exactly the same, but every purchase that you make through Amazon now, and well, till the end of time, till we're still around here, we'll get a commission, and that helps support us, because we don't charge for shows or anything like that. We just make our house payments and gas and food and stuff like that through promoting products that we really like. So that's how we do it. So if you'd like to bookmark that, and then when you do your shopping, especially the next few weeks, it'll be a nice little uptick and up in our income that we'd appreciate. So thanks a lot. Just bookmark Amazon.com front page, and then it'll be there forever. Just use that bookmark. We're talking with a very nice man. He is a student, a chila, if you will, is what we call it, chila, but a student of Master Shah, who we had on the show a couple years ago. And I remember that I remember that call we had with them, Francisco Quintero. He's just the sweetest guy, just lovely. He taught us how to say, how to tell our organs that we love it, right? If we have a low thyroid, to say, I love you, thyroid, thank you.
Yes.
And it really is powerful. I know it sounds hokey, but it works. It really is real, isn't it?
Yes, yes. You know, it's a form of saying hello to our bodies, mm-hmm. to our souls, to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And to nourish them, you know, just by acknowledging, you know, like when you meet a friend, you want to be acknowledged, your friend, you want to say hello to your friend.
Uh-huh.
And so it's the same thing with our bodies, our heart, our liver, our cells, they want to be, you know, they want to receive our love.
Can you give some advice to people listening around the world who have had tests or doctors or some healthcare person tell them that this or that organ is not good? I mean, how do they change that thought form?
You know, it's very similar. You know, I just heard one of your radio announcements, and it's about the cells.
Yeah.
The cells in your body need to vibrate. They, you know, by saying hello to the organ, it has a soul. In Master Shaw's teaching,
mm-hmm.
You know, normally many people believe maybe that you have a body soul, your spirit. But Master Shaw goes deeper. He says your liver has a soul.
Mm-hmm.
Your spinal column has a soul. Your heart has a soul. Every little cell in your body has a soul. So when you connect with it by saying hello, you say hello. You know, dear my heart, I love you. You have the power to heal yourself. So you're giving it an affirmation, to an empowerment to do a good job. And then what you do is you chant, just like we did today. We chanted Ijo, we mm-hmm. chanted greatest love. And when you're chanting, the little cells in the body, they begin to vibrate. They're vibrating. And then the transformation of the energy and the matter, you know, there's a natural chemical, biological process that's going on in the body where, you know, energy is transforming to matter. Inside the cells, the matter inside the cells is transforming to energy. So all that normal biological process, you're beginning to slowly begin to transform it by chanting. Chanting is one of the keys to vibrate the cells. And with that, when that energy transformation begins to restore itself, begin to balance itself,
mm-hmm.
the energy starts to flow in the body through the energy meridians, the dantian that we mentioned. That is when the organ will begin to rejuvenate. That is when cancer cells will begin to return back to normal cells. So it is possible to, you know, transform the energy and the matter within the body. So I've seen it happen many, many times.
Hmm.
And as you mentioned, it's like, wow, did that happen? But, you know, over and over, I've seen many miracles.
Have you? I bet you have, yeah. So it's the intention and the focus and the actual feeling of love, like we feel for our you know, our loved ones, our partners, our children, or animals, right? Or plants, even. It's all healing, isn't it?
Yes. You know how some people, like, who offer a lot of love to their plants just flourish. They just, you know, you go to their houses and their plants are flourishing. Or when you encourage your child with a lot of love,
mm-hmm.
encouragement, they also flourish.
Yeah.
So we want to do the same with our body. So we want to offer love, but we also want to do one more thing, and that is forgiveness.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Well, that's a tough one for people, isn't it? Talk about that. Because for some reason, don't we kind of grow up with the idea that, oh, we were bad and we did that and, oh, you know, that kind of stuff. You know? Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, what we want to do is, you know, all those things that you mentioned, you know, those memories of if we were told that we're bad or that we did something wrong, you know, we're holding on to those memories.
Mm-hmm.
Our soul is holding on to those memories. Our cells and our body are holding on to those memories.
Mm-hmm.
And it is through the power of love and forgiveness that helps to transform those blockages. Those are like negative
information or negative messages within our soul, heart, mind, and body. So, but when we are able to forgive ourselves, our family members who may have hurt us, mm-hmm. teachers, mm-hmm. friends, we begin to slowly release those negative messages within our body. We're able to, I've seen people when they do forgiveness practice, their chest just becomes open and like they've lifted a big heavy weight off their shoulders. You know, so we want to transform all that negative information that we've accumulated in our whole entire life, which is, you know, from the moment we were born or maybe even beyond, and transform it to positive messages. That's why we, Master Shah, uses positive messages. I love you. You have the power to heal yourself. Do a good job. Mm-hmm. Greatest love. So we're transforming the negative messages into positive messages when we chant these beautiful sacred mantras and chants.
Yeah. What would you recommend for people who are doing these chants and these positive messages, but their, and I've had emails about it, their mind might continue to kind of say, no, this is not right. You can't do this because I was really bad. You know, that's still, that programming is there. Even though we are not the mind, it's hard for many people to kind of break through that or get above it. I think get above it is a better term.
Yes. I train students around the world, and so I'm very familiar with this situation.
Are you? Yeah.
Yeah. So what we do at first we want to do a forgiveness practice that is more general, where we ask, dear all the souls that I have hurt, all the people that I have hurt or harmed, please forgive me.
Oh.
So we make more of a general statement.
Yeah.
And when we begin to make statements like that, we're slowly beginning to transform those negative messages or the blockages, our fear, our anger that is blocking us from truly offering forgiveness or receiving the forgiveness.
Yeah.
There will come a point, after you've done it many times, there will come a point where you will have the courage, the strength, to be able to go through that fear or that blockage, and to then truly forgive on a higher, unconditional level.
Is it easier for many people to forgive others rather than forgive themselves for being silly?
I have seen a lot of people who cannot forgive themselves or have difficulties forgiving themselves for making mistakes.
Yeah.
But, you know, we all make mistakes, but we just have to learn from our mistakes. So, you know, what you could also do forgiveness practice for yourself, where you ask, dear my soul, I love you, I honor you, and I forgive you for making mistakes. So you can add that in these practices as well.
So do you recommend then people set aside some time every day and work out their whatever practice that really kind of works for them and say it in their own words?
Yes, so in the Greatest Love book, you'll find a little, each practice has a forgiveness practice as well. I always recommend to add a little bit more in your own words.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like to say to the people in your life who've hurt you?
Yeah.
In your own words, what would you like to say to them? Only to be positive, though, not to, like, you know, scream and yell, you know,
sure.
That you did this, you did this, you did this. We're not blaming anyone. We're only, you know, I'm sorry. Please forgive me if I hurt you, and yeah. This is what happened.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you're still keeping it on a positive level.
Yeah. Master Francisco Quintero, certified master teacher, and he co-authored his latest book with Master Shah, and it's called The Greatest Love. I guess folks can get that on Amazon?
That's correct. On Amazon.com, also on Barnes & Noble, and bookstores everywhere. It's already released. And there's a lot of free treasures that are offered on Dr. Shah's website, drshah.com.
So it's drsha.com, right?
Yeah, and then if you put a backslash, greatest love, there you will find a whole bunch of goodies on the greatest love.
Yeah. Would you like me to tell you a little story, what I did on the forgiveness thing that was very powerful?
Yes, of course.
So several years ago, two or three years ago, I just got tired of, I would keep getting kind of thoughts and feelings like I was feeling guilty about, about the way I may have really treated past relationship with girls my whole life, you know? But, I was never mean or nasty or anything like that. I mean, but when you really look at it, and you can always say, boy, I just could have listened more, you know, or I just could have, you refine it, or I just could have been more there for her and not so much thinking about myself kind of thing, you know? And I'm thinking about even high school, college, and, you know, and my whole life. And so what I did was I just started to make a list of all the girls I went out with, right? And being Italian Scorpio, I went out with a lot of girls. So I just made this list, Master Francisco. And I mean, it was a pretty long list because, you know, I've been around the sun 71 times, my body. You meet a lot of girls. And you know what I did was I wrote a letter to every one of them separately. Not a long letter, but I remembered them, I pictured them, and just kind of spoke from my heart about, you're so sweet and nice to me, and I just want to let you know that if I had to do over again, I'm going to cry now. I would even treated you nicer and better and appreciate you more. And then I would just delete the email and just go to the next one. See, now I'm crying. So now you got me crying. So so it was very powerful. It took a couple months, and I'd highly recommend that for people.
That is actually exactly, you described a perfect way to do forgiveness. Is actually through a letter, mm-hmm. and you don't have to send it like
no,
what you described.
Yeah.
And, you know, often people cry a lot in my workshop when we do forgiveness practice because, you know, it touches our heart and soul when we do forgiveness.
It really does, yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you may get emotional, but there will come a point where you reach that very, you know, a state where you really apologize sincerely from your heart. And that is actually when you remove these negative messages, information, and you replace it with now something that relationship, even though you're not with these people anymore,
mm-hmm.
potentially,
yeah.
but that relationship has been healed on the soul level.
That's right. And boy, I think it's very powerful for the body to just release and relax and cry or laugh, doesn't it? It's cool.
Yes, that's a beautiful process.
It was great. I don't even know where I came up. I didn't even come up with it. It was just a divine inspiration from spirit. She said, why don't you do this? You know, I didn't read that anywhere. I said, okay, I'll do that. It's great.
It's a great story, though, on the power of forgiveness.
Yeah, it really is, the power of forgiveness. Well, Master Francisco, you're a very pleasant fellow to talk about. Give our best and our love to Dr. Shah.
I will, Patrick, and it's been a pleasure also to be on your show and to meet you.
Well, pleasure meeting you, and I look forward, yeah, if you all would like to send me that little book, that'd be great. I think
I will.
I think the PR guy has my address. I will accept that one.
Well, okay, thank you.
Have a pleasant day, man, sir.
You too.
Thank you very
bye-bye.
Much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, this will be a nice song to kind of close out with, and I'll see you open phone tomorrow, open phones tomorrow, and we'll cry and whatever, you know, it's just, I just start crying. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. Lonely place to be, and so I learned to depend on me. I decided long ago never to. teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's you've been